This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America, and welcome to everybody out there. This is the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. I'm your guest host, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, sitting in for retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, host of the Captain's America, of course. And we're broadcasting on this Thursday edition live from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. As we're broadcasting, of course, from Studio E, that's the Moss Family Automotive Studio, to all of our great radio affiliates all across the country, as well as around the world via the internet and via satellite on the GCN network. Of course, we want to give a special shout out to all of our active military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, and of course our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, as we are live strolling across your radio dial on this Thursday morning, you're keeping America rolling along, and we appreciate all of you. Of course, our over-the-road 18-wheeler truck drivers, the men and women out there getting the job done, our FedEx, our UPS drivers, along with the bulk mail center haulers, I should say, and of course, our suicide jockeys, you know who you are, hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel, wherever it needs to go. And let's not leave out, of course, our Amazon warehouse workers listening to the program and Amazon drivers delivering their packages all across the country. Now, you can follow us on Facebook simply by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. That's the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. And you can find us on Gab, on MeWe, on Truth Social, on Getter. And we're on Twitter at Captain's America. That's at Captain's America. And don't forget the website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And of course, at the top of every hour on the program, as Captain Matt Bruce has the tradition, we say the Pledge of Allegiance. And I invite everybody out there listening to recite it along with me right now. Ready? Let's begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And of course, so once again, Captain Matt Bruce always emphasizes those two words, under God, because our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And I'd like to emphasize another word that just I was just thinking about as we were reciting the pledge, and that is indivisible. And unfortunately, these days you have some people who want to make it divisible. You know, you've heard people talk about the national divorce and this kind of stuff. Well, that wasn't the intent of America, and certainly we could talk about the history of a national divorce attempt called the Civil War for a very long time. But, of course, what we're talking about this morning is going to be another exercise in our national dialogue, in our national event. And that is, now Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has officially launched his 2024 presidential campaign, and he calls it the Great American Comeback, and he launched a video to that effect on Thursday. And so I want to know what you think about this. Call me up, 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. Let me know what you think, because, you know, it's interesting. you got Ron DeSantis, and of course this was all a lot of fanfare on Twitter. There were a lot of technical glitches, and that in and of itself is not necessarily something new. Anybody who's worked in the radio business like this and or in the communications and so forth, there could always be some kind of technical glitches. Certainly, I don't think people expected it from Elon Musk. He talked about the servers were being under strain and so forth. And so there was a lot of awkward moments. But again, I think some people thought, well, this is a unique way of doing it. It's different. It's accessible in the concept of it. You know, I know the technical glitches made it that it was pretty inaccessible to a great degree, but accessible in the idea that, okay, it's much more of a reaching out to voters in a maybe a new and different way that hasn't been done before with a presidential campaign launch. So that in and of itself is very interesting. But of course, now you've got this idea that, of course, DeSantis is going to be in the race. That does change things. I think it changes it for the polling, and certainly it changes it for Donald Trump. And his campaign came out, and they torched the Ron DeSantis launch party, as it were, by one of the spokespeople for Trump's MAGA Incorporated PAC tweeted, "Ron DeSantis' campaign announcement is a historic train wreck." And, I think the technical glitches are going to be the things that are going to be sort of criticized or vilified. But, again, somebody's trying to find a new and different way to communicate with voters. Now, what is the communication going to be from Trump moving forward? Because, you know, truth be told, he is definitely the one to beat at this point. And it is interesting to me that you have these other candidates that really can't seem to get much traction. Ron DeSantis would be the next heavy hitter after Trump, at least at this early stage of the game, and we'll see if he's able to get traction. But it's kind of interesting because just like with Biden announcing his presidential aspirations to run for re-election here officially, there doesn't seem to be any groundswell for Biden. Nobody's out there, you know, nobody's sitting at the bar or the counter or they're talking to their friends and saying, "I feel so much better now that Joe Biden has declared his candidacy for the presidency," and so forth. So it'll be interesting to see how this changes, because I think people are feeling the pinch on inflation. They're feeling the pinch on the foreign policy issues. They think the world's on fire because it pretty much is. They have the border crisis. You got all these different things. But Ron DeSantis has had some pretty good successes in Florida, and we'll see how that parlays into a national campaign. That's his mission now. He has to make it work if he wants to be president. Okay, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you, sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce. Give me a call, 1-877-969-8600. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Know. The Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
All right, thank you very much. And we are strolling along your radio dial here in the overnights. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. 1-877-969-8600, of course, is the number if you'd like to call in and opine about Ron DeSantis, for example. And, of course, also the sad news about Tina Turner that we got yesterday of her dying at the age of 83 years old. And again, just an icon. We talked about her, of course, in hour number one. I'd like to know some of your thoughts on Tina Turner and, of course, on Ron DeSantis throwing his hat into the ring and many of the other stories that we're going to be talking about here on the program tonight. We've got Denise Simon coming up at the top of the hour. And then also we're going to have U.S. Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright on the program. And I'm going to be asking him especially about what's going on in terms of what China is doing now, and they're getting much, much closer, signing an economic pact with each other. And also with Denise Simon, I'm going to ask her about these Chinese hackers. Evidently, a state-sponsored Chinese hacking group has been trying to spy on and get information on critical U.S. infrastructure. So that's also very, very, very awesome and terrifying, isn't it? So we're definitely going to be talking with our experts about that as we go through the program tonight. But this portion of the program is being brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. That's the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot, and we appreciate them very much. They've become good friends of the program, as I was saying. Now, you can go to their website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain, and you'll be able to find the 1995 three-week quick start. And, of course, you hear the captain telling everybody that he takes the product. He's been taking Relief Factor for about 10 years now. He takes it every single day for a simple reason, and that reason is that it works. It really does work. Now, the problems he has, namely inflammation and such, are a lot of is what a lot of other people have, basically. And this product is going to help you control that inflammation because of the ingredients that are in it, namely turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. And that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which is where you get the pain and the swelling and the discomfort. Now, you can take it the way that it says, and if you do that, you should know by about the end of the third week or so for sure whether or not it's going to work for you. Most people know within a day or two or three, and he's had people come up, get the samples that he's given out at all these different appearances that he's made, just handing them out to people he meets out at the, for example, the Two Guys Gun shows, by the way. He'll hand it out, and people will come right back the next day and say, this is it. This is working. How do I get it? And he directs them right over to the website every single time, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And basically, you know, this thing has no drugs in it. This product has no drugs. It's all natural. That's one of the greatest things about this. And if you go to relieffactor.com/captain, and you can give it a try there, because, as you hear me say, of course, when I'm on with the captain and we're on together, we say all you have to lose is pain, and because it's really true. And that's, you know, don't go one more day without trying to get something that has a proven track record, something that people have come up. And the captain has, I don't know, hundreds of stories like this where people come in and they say it really works. And so it can work for you, too, because everybody's different. We know that. But, you know, find out and take that first step, because all you have to lose really is pain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Try the 1995 3-week quick start. Okay, once again, Kyle Warren with you. 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. And we want to know what you have to think about this morning here on the program. Now, of course, it is also, I believe, it was the one-year anniversary of the Uvalde school shooting, and President Biden came out and renewed his call for the assault bans on assault weapons. And he was at a White House event, of course, on Wednesday. Unfortunately, he's missing the mark again. And he gave a very emotional speech, and it was very, very brief, basically, but it was meant to be very emotional. And what can you say to the parents or to the families of the victims? What can you say to them? What can you say that would ease their pain in any way? And we all know that. We all feel that. Parents this is just so unbelievable and terrible. I mean, we can't even imagine what they're going through. The reason I say that is because now you have Joe Biden coming out and marking the one-year anniversary, but yet, once again, calling for bans on weapons and basically going after the idea that, well, people, these laws just aren't restrictive enough yet. As if the laws that restrict the very act of going into a school or any other place and opening fire are not already strict enough. And he misses the mark, and this is where I get a little bit indignant, and I think you get a little bit indignant. People who talk to me about this, they're indignant about it. He's not proposing any other way to protect the children other than to use it as a political jumping off point for more gun legislation that criminals or people that have psychiatric issues just aren't going to pay any attention to. They're not going to say, well, I it's against the law now. Or, and of course, there's so many guns out there that, yes, you can have more legislation theoretically, but it's not going to stop the fact that they're all there. Because just go look in Chicago, for example, where the gun restrictions are probably the most restrictive in the known universe, and you still have this unbridled a crime and killing and shooting every single day and certainly every single weekend. So it's very difficult to come to me and say, if we just had another law about gun restrictions, that this is going to somehow stop. Because, okay, let's just say, okay, I will even give you this. I will give you this. Maybe, I'll just say, in some weird way, let's just say that that would work. That suddenly you could finally have enough restrictions by which you could create complete and total safety. I'm just going to start there as an idea. We'll just say, okay, we'll just give you that for a moment. It would take obviously a long time to get there if it was even doable, because in the immediate time frame here, why can't we simply make sure that we're protecting the children? Protecting the children seems to me to be the first thing we should be doing. Because you could look at it as, well, I mean, there's like an invasion going on. If there was an actual invasion, nobody would say, well, let's outlaw the invasion. I mean, let's start passing some common sense invasion legislation that's just going to, you know, try to cut the legislation by 50%, the invasion by 50%, right? Only in America. We'll try to cut it down by 50%. Well, why not do the practical thing by protecting the children in the school? By putting an armed guard out there, or armed guards, or creating a hardened target. As soon as I said that, now there's somebody who's going to say, well, I don't want to become a prison. Schools aren't prisons. No, they're not prisons. But they are repositories of our most precious resources, our kids. And we're not going to be willing, I'm not saying you, not saying me, but the powers that be, we're not going to be willing to put in place practical, protective measures that would mean as soon as somebody tried to pull something like this, that they would be stopped. Period. I don't know what it's going to take. That's the speech I want to hear Biden come out and give. That's the speech I want to hear him give. Now, I'm under no illusions. He's not going to give that speech. I get it. But most people would say, if something bad like that is happening, well, we need to put something in place to stop it from happening. We're not simply going to say, well, I feel better now. We got the legislature to say, well, this gun looks scary, really, really, really scary, so we're going to get rid of that gun, and now we're going to be safe, and now we're going to finally have done something for our children. It just doesn't work like that, folks. And you know that. I know that. And I think to a great degree, the Democrat Party elite know that. And this goes on and on and on, doesn't it? All right, folks, Kyle Warren with you. We are strolling across your radio dial here in the overnight hours, and it is the Captain's America Third Watch. 1-877-969-8600 is the telephone line. You want to call up and opine about the president's remarks. Ron DeSantis, Tina Turner. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you. USA News update. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has formally announced his candidacy for the 2024 Republican nomination for president. DeSantis tweeted out his announcement due to glitches making his live event with Elon Musk delayed. President Biden commemorated the one-year anniversary of the mass shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas today. Speaking from the White House, Biden said,
I realize this is a really tough day for all the families. Remembering is important, but it's also painful.
He again urged Congress to do something to stop the epidemic of gun violence. 19 children and 2 teachers were killed. Another group is warning people not to travel to Florida. The Human Rights Campaign has joined Equity Florida to issue the travel warning, saying several new anti-LGBTQ state laws make it risky and unsafe to travel to the Sunshine State. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, it's Mike Allen. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brown.
Yes, indeed. You are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your guest host, Kyle Warren, sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce this morning here on the program as we go across the overnight hours and the early hours of Thursday morning. And we hope that you're well, and we hope that you have some great plans for today as well. We want to let you know, of course, that this portion of the program is being brought to you by Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. .com. That's Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com. And of course, they're all about caring hands, helping sore feet. You know what? Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg, their podiatrists are offer effective and individualized treatments to correct a host of foot conditions. And their board certified podiatrists have broad experience in pediatric, medical, and surgical podiatry. Now, the highly trained podiatrists, and by the way, they also focus in on wound care, and you want to find out more about them as well when you go to advancedpodiatryandwoundcare.com. But they're highly trained podiatrists spend most of their time listening to you, understanding your concerns, and discussing the best treatment options for you. Therefore, patients are their first priority. So at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, they strive to provide you with the highest quality of foot and ankle care available. And, of course, you want to check them out at advancedpodiatryandwoundcare.com. That's advancedpodiatryandwoundcare.com. All right, let's head over right over to the telephone lines. We're going to pick up Iron Mike, who's called in here during the break. Good morning, Iron Mike.
Good morning. I just like to comment about our meeting in the Mission Barbecue. I'm very judgmental, and one thing I noticed about you is that you've got a good sense of humor, and also you are at peace with yourself. And for a man that knows all the negativity that's going on in this country, that's quite a thing. And it was a pleasure to meet you. The other thing is that about the DeSantis announcement,
mm-hmm.
I like Ron DeSantis, but I'm a Trumper, believe me. But we had Jeb Bush for 8 years as governor of Florida, and he did a pretty good job. And I believe it was better after his term than it was. And then we had Scott, now senator, who did a hell of a job and made it even better. And then Ron DeSantis got it in, and he did a hell of a job, but he was taking it from a good situation to a better situation.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've got a mess in this country, and it's been done in 2 years, and mostly the first 2 years of Biden's administration. The first 2 weeks, literally, kind of wrecked this world, and I believe it's going to take. Not Ron DeSantis, and I would love it to see him follow Trump, but it's going to take Trump to turn it around because he's used to fighting in the mess in New York. He's the man, and I just think DeSantis, he had the winds in his sails when he pulled out of the harbor.
No, I think you're right, and I appreciate, first of all, I just want to say thank you so much for those kind words. They're just overwhelming to me, and I really appreciate it. I was so happy to be able to go to Mission Barbecue and meet the group and just have a great time. We had some great food as well, and it just really did me a lot of good. And I really appreciate your kind words. And I also appreciate, Iron Mike, your perspective on this, because this seems to be what we're hearing, is that Trump is the street fighter, that he is the one who can, you know, throw the punches and for lack of a better expression, get down and dirty. And I think this is where a lot of people in Florida are kind of conflicted, because they love DeSantis and they want to support him. But just as you articulated, maybe they think that Trump is the one to do the fighting here.
The thing is that if Trump will improve it, but DeSantis will do a hell of a job following, because you're going to have somebody. But I believe he will be a great president after Trump. And keep in mind, he'll be 4 years older. He's a young man. There'll be a maturity there.
Well, right, and so what I would think, though, too, a critical at this place in time now is for the food fight that is expected, and in so many ways being hyped by the media between Trump and DeSantis, that food fight doesn't really materialize, that they can, and obviously they can go back and forth on policy and so forth, but I don't think people want to hear name calling. I don't think they want to hear some of these names that have been been brought up for Ron DeSantis and so forth. I think they want to hear a real discussion, because things are different than they were in 2016 and even in 2020, and people are wondering, you know, what are we going to do next and how are you going to fix it?
Well, it won't help. It won't help Donald Trump, and a lot of people know this, to call DeSantis names. By the way, I'm getting this from other people. I don't claim I'm not a plagiarist, but a lot of people feel it was Trump's endorsement of Ron DeSantis that got him over the hill with a seasoned politician that ran against him.
Right.
I'm hearing that too.
Yeah, I'm hearing that exact same thing too. And see, that what you're talking about is so very important in the whole mix of this.
Little sense of disloyalty, but, you know, keep in mind, these are all politicians.
Yeah, and they all want to be president. I mean, there is something about wanting to be president. You got to have the fire in the belly in order to do it. It has to be the overriding, most important thing. You would do anything in the world to become president. That's the feeling you have to have, and I think that can be very powerful. So somewhere in Ron DeSantis' heart, he's searched it and said, yep, I want this.
Well, I think the captain is proud of you, and keep on keeping on.
Iron Mike, thank you so much. That really does my heart a lot of good. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great rest of the morning.
Thank you.
All right, very cool. Iron Mike, of course, calling into the program. Great to hear from him. And we're trucking along here with the Captain's America Third Watch. And if you'd like to call in as well, 1-877-969-8600. That's the number to call, 1-877-969-8600. So it's going to be interesting to see how Ron DeSantis begins to address some of these thoughts and feelings. And they are legitimate. They're real. They actually exist out there. In terms of just what Iron Mike was just talking about. So, you know, as I was talking about the fire in the belly, again, Ron DeSantis has had to have come to the conclusion that this is the one thing he wants, and he believes it's his time to go do it. Some people get in the presidential race. In other words, I don't think DeSantis got in the race to just kind of run and then eventually drop out. I don't think that's the case at all. I think some folks get into the race because it helps them get notoriety. It helps them get to a national level, that kind of thing. And then they can kind of parlay that. But as I said, I think in hour number one, it is interesting that you have a lot of these other candidates, these GOP candidates, who have declared and probably want to be president more than anything in the world, but at the same time, they're just not getting traction. They're just not getting traction. Is it because of what they're talking about? Because you see a lot of them trying to make some kind of splash. Okay, I'm going to say this because I want the news to take note of me, because the shadow of Trump is so big. And of course, you've got the whole thing with the legal matters that he faces and so forth. But there's only one person in the world who can deal with these legal matters and run for president and keep support, and that person seems to be Donald Trump. So I don't know, folks. We're in for a pretty interesting, maybe a bumpy ride, to say the least. But one thing's absolutely true here. One thing is absolutely true. Can you go through another 4 years with these kinds of policies for the border, for what's happening around the world, our relations with China, our relations now, of course, with Russia vis-a-vis the Ukraine war, our energy problems, they want to ban your gas stove, the list just goes on and on and on, as if somehow all the stuff that's been done since day one of the Biden administration, all that's just prologue. It's like they're saying, we've got a lot more stuff that we just want to do to you. And it's not going to be good. It's not going to be good. Folks, stay right there. We have a lot more to talk about as we truck through the overnight hours on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Kyle Warren with you, sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce. Stay right there.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yes, burn, baby, burn. 1-877-969-8600. That's the telephone line. If you'd like to call in and opine, Kyle Warren with you, of course, sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program, and of course, as I just said, 1-877-969-8600, that is the number, and we have a lot more to talk about, and we're going to be talking with Denise Simon here in just a few minutes, and I'm really going to be glad to speak to her as well this morning, because we have some good stories to talk about, especially in regards to China, and so I definitely want to get her take, and then coming up later on, we have Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, talking about economics, economics, the economy, and just about everything else. So we've got a lot to talk about. Okay, but first, of course, it is time for the Trucker Highway and Byway Report, as you hear each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And right now we continue with those severe thunderstorm watches. This is going to be in northern Texas up near Amarillo, down towards Lubbock as well, and then stretching a little bit over the border of New Mexico down near Carlsbad. So we definitely have that going on. I'm going to switch over here real quick to the radar map so I can see what's happening exactly there. Yes, south of Amarillo, and now looks like south of Tucum carry over on the New Mexico side, this I-40. You've got a lot of rain going down towards McAllister, Melrose, Fort Sumner, and then coming across the interstate proper, let's see, on I-40 near Newkirk as well, so extending a little bit east of there. So be aware of that, but we also have now the heavy rain that we're seeing and the moderate rain that we're seeing is going to be now south of Amarillo, down through Plainview, down to Lubbock, as I was talking about with the severe warnings, but we're actually seeing the rain now, obviously, in Lubbock, and then over east of there, going over into Oklahoma, Altus, and let's see, it's a little bit further down, again, back into Texas near Seymour and also near Post, a place called Post, and also Brownfield, Texas. It looks like they got heavy rain happening right there right now. So in that area, of course, you want to be very, very careful. It looks like U.S. Highway 380 in that area. So you definitely want to be aware of that near Brownfield. All right, so let's see where we've got some other rain since last hour, of course. So we were looking, looks like here just across, or rather north, I should say, up into Kansas, near Garden City, a little bit northwest of that. We've got rain going up towards Sharon Springs. So this is coming across the U.S. Highway 40, not I-40, but U.S. Highway 40, evidently. So be aware of that. Then also, it looks like up in northern Montana, some of that's cleared out around Miles City, but there's still some remnants there on I-94, so be careful of that. It was going up through Glendive last hour. A lot of that now is heading north of there. So if you're up near Glasgow, U.S. Highway 2, and up near Malta, we've got heavy and moderate rain as well, now stretching north and south of Malta in that area. So, again, you want to be aware of that. Then up near Kalispell, northern Montana, we have no change really from last hour, still rain that looks like northeast there of Kalispell. Now up in Maine as well, we got a lot of rain up in that area, and that's going to head on over into Canada, New Brunswick, in that area there. Florida, Orlando, looks like, still got a lot of rain coming through Orlando, and then Titusville, we have a lot of rain coming there, coming across, I believe, what is that, high 95 right there. Down near Port St. Lucie, rain extending inward, inland a little bit, but mostly it looks like it's hugging the coast and mostly out into the Atlantic Ocean. So that's what we're seeing on the radar map right now. No other big alerts to really tell our drivers about. But we do want to tell our drivers about the good people at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. That's Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. PilotFlyingJ.com is the website. And when you go over there, you're going to find out all about the My Rewards Plus app. That's the My Rewards Plus app. And you're going to be able to save money. You're going to be able to earn points. You're going to be able to get great offers. And now you can start combining all that with their Say Hello to Summer Savings kickoff. And that's where you can save 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gas that you buy simply by texting the word SAVE 10, that's S-A-V-E, the number 1 and the number 0, SAVE 10 to 26494. Text SAVE 10 to 26494, and you're going to select your driver's type. Then, at the pump, you're going to enter your payment method and your phone number when asked for My Rewards, the My Rewards Plus account that you'll make or maybe already have. And then you're going to see the prices roll back right there at the pump. And you're going to save 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gas that you buy. I mean, that's a really, really great thing, especially nowadays. And the good people at Pilot Flying J have this new promotion, this new offer. You want to pull on in. You want to check them out. You also want to check out the great food that they have at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers as well. And you won't be sorry. And the captain raves about the food. And, of course, we also know as well that we think you're going to agree that they have the best cup of coffee out there on the interstate. So, or whatever you'd like. You know, when you're going to pull in, you want something cold, something hot, depending on the weather, depending on the kind of day that you had, you definitely want to check them out. That is pilotflyingj.com, pilotflyingj.com. All right, let's head over to the telephone lines here right now. We've got Denise Simon, who's with us right now from founderscode.com. Good morning, Denise.
Hey there, how you doing?
We're doing great. Good morning. It is a great Thursday morning, and we are strolling across the dial here. I'm glad that that you're with us. And once again, folks, Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Denise, first off, and I want to ask you about some international strategic things here in a moment, but let's just get a quick start. What do you think about DeSantis, the campaign launch? It didn't go so well on Twitter, but what do you think? What's the next thing going to happen here?
After about 20 minutes, it went off fine. On Twitter, and I was part of that early 20 minutes, like, you know, what's going on. It was also kind of confusing because I've never used Twitter Spaces before.
I think you're like a lot of people. I don't think a lot of people use Twitter Spaces.
Yeah, but I found it to be fascinating, actually, because Elon Musk was actually in California, kind of running this thing with the engineers. And the room started off with 700,000. You can't, it's tapped out at around 80,000. It was pushing 100, but it can't do 700,000. So it kind of switched accounts and, did a couple other things and then it went off fine. So,
do you think that the 700,000, is that an indication of DeSantis support or curiosity or what do you think?
I think it's all of that, to be honest with you, because I was actually looking, at some of the comments and whatnot, and even some Biden people were in there and they were kind of trolling it saying, well, this link works and it took you over to Act Blue.
Uh huh.
So yeah, it was an awful lot of people, but it was very unscripted, and that gives me, you know, I don't want DeSantis to run for president. So let me just kind of, and people have been saying we need to have him run a year and a half ago, and I keep saying leave my governor alone. But nonetheless, it was completely unscripted because when you're committed to something, you know it by heart, so you don't need notes. You understand what I'm saying? So it was like there wasn't a question that he wasn't answering in earnest. And, you know, I have a lot of regard to that. The answers were easy for him, including firing Christopher Wray, which was one of the questions.
And there's an actual sort of a juxtaposition there, isn't there? Because Joe Biden can't answer a question unless he has the notes, right?
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, can you imagine DeSantis debating Joe Biden? I mean, or anybody for that matter.
There is no debate.
Yeah, exactly. And they won't agree. You know, it'll be like pulling teeth to get them to debate or whoever the nominee may be. Against Biden.
The other thing is one thing that one of his answers to me was so important, and I don't think about 89-90% of the population understands it, and it was referring to reconstitutionalizing the legal parts of our government versus the administrative state, and that's huge.
Yep, it sure is. Well, folks, we're hearing the music come up. Denise Simon, please hold on the line from founderscode.com. She's going to be back with us at the top of the hour. We don't want you to go anywhere. We want you to call in 1-877-969-8600. I'll warn in for the captain. Back right after this.
This.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.